Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to take a moment to say thank you for listening. Thanks for telling friends to listen, and appreciate all the continued support. Wanted to tell you about my friends over at Naked Vine, located in Chesterfield, Missouri, right off of Clarkson Road. And you can come by this week for some great live music from... Well, Thursday night's kicking off their music the weekend. They do now a vinyl spin every Thursday night. Actually stopped by the last one. Had a lot of fun. They're doing a really cool thing over there. So if you're into vinyl, bring a couple records over, some of your favorites, and enjoy a glass of wine, whiskey, tequila, or local craft beer as well. Enjoying one of your favorite records with them. Greg Kilma Trio will be out there. And on Saturday, February 1st, my friends, the Dead Roses, make their debut at Naked Vine. I will return to Naked Vine on February 11th for my next singer-songwriter storytelling showcase featuring Justin Johnson, Hal Pascal, and Stephen Woolley. And if you haven't been out yet, this is... an intimate evening with three songwriters sitting on stools, sharing their stories behind all your favorite songs, and playing acoustic. It's a lot of fun. It's a listening room. So come on out. That's a $10 cover at the door. 7 p.m. start. Again, February 11th. So everything else at nakedvine.net. Be sure to follow along on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Also, big thank you to Heil Sound for their support. Visit HeilSound.com today and pick up yourself a new microphone. Also, I want to say a big thanks to Roughneck Beard Company and American Rambler for their support. You can find them located in Maplewood, Missouri, right off of Manchester. For all your beard products, you can get some beard oil, beard balm. You can find junk powder over there for, you can figure out that one what that one's for. And all kinds of other great products. So visit them at roughneckbeardcompany.com and shop 24/7 over there. You can use my code RPP15 for an exclusive 15% off during checkout. So please get out and support local business. Support these wonderful people that are helping making this show possible. If you'd like a shirt or hat, or you just want to say hi, feel free to email me at rockpaperpodcast@gmail.com. Would love to hear from you guys. Again, thank you all for tuning in, and sit back, relax, enjoy the new episode. Have a great day, everybody.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
I'm Deanna Brown.
I'm Justin Brown.
And we're here with Rock
Paper
Podcast.
Woohoo!
Rock Paper Podcast.
This is beat paper. Paper covers rock. Rock beats is the Shane covers nonstop. Never know what new kind of guests that he's got coming at you. Live and direct on the spot. Could be rock, folk, country, or hip hop, jazz. All kind of folks that he has. Could be an artist or a comedian to make you laugh on the
Rock Paper Podcast.
Double decker fudge round, rolling round town. Shane coming at you live and direct from ground zero. He's your hero, he's your bestie. Rock Paper Podcast with Shane Presley.
Paper Podcast.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out today with Justin and Deanna Brown. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Hey, thank you.
This is I should say welcome back to Justin. We did one of these back September,
it
right?
It would have been in September, yeah.
Yeah, for the 10-4 good buddy. With that maniac
that you brought with you, old Jesse.
Jesse.
Yeah, well, that was so much fun. Jesse's a lot of fun. Kept it entertaining for sure. Some of those songs and stories he was telling about all the truck stops and all the stuff on the road. And that was definitely a good hang. Yeah. But that was a little different subject matter on this one. We got a big party coming up that we want to tell you about, and it's all for a good cause, all for benefiting a friend. We're talking about Band Scrambled, which you guys, you were telling me a little bit about this through Messenger that, like, I guess you guys used to do this a lot back in the day, and then, like, kind of took a break, and we're bringing it back.
Yeah, well, we've both been involved on different levels. We've both been competitors, and we've both been organizers. And I think the first one was in 2004. And are you familiar with Dana Danger, the roller derby queen?
I don't think so.
No. well, she is one of our cohorts in this year, in this particular Band Scramble,
and she's going to be hosting the event.
Yeah, she'll be hosting. She's the one who originated it here in St. Louis. I think she got the idea. You know, she had seen someone else doing it in some other city, and started putting them on. So the first one was in late 2004 at Frederick's Music Lounge.
Okay.
And I wasn't in that one. I was living in Kansas City at the time. But then I think she did another one the next year, and I was in that. And that was my first ever band. We were called the Grumbles, and it was pretty fun. And then the next year, I did it again, and my band was called Shit Sandwich. And then we stayed a band. We were a band for like 3 years. We changed our name to Fertilizer Bomb, but... for the most part, we were a band for 3 years, and some of those guys were guys that I started Doc Ellis Band with, that Jesse and I started that band with in 06. So.
Yeah, very cool. So I guess this idea has been around for a bit, and like I say, you've been both been involved in various forms, but we do have this year's. We got signups going on right now, and everything. But so I don't know. Like, so I've never been involved. So I'm going to ask a lot of questions.
I can learn, because a lot of people maybe might not know the details.
Right.
So that's what we're here for.
But before we get going too far, I'd like to talk about what we're benefiting for, because this is all for a good cause. I think so. So tell me more about why we're doing this first, I guess.
Okay, I'll take that one. My friend Renee is, she's been diagnosed with brain cancer, and it is terminal. It's a slower growing cancer, but they don't, you know, maybe it'll be 5 years, maybe it'll be 10, but she's mother of five. She was a house cleaner, and she's no longer able to keep up with that job. So, things are getting tight for her and the kids and the family, and we're just trying to do whatever we can to help keep them in their house and keep mm-hmm. them fed and keep her insurance paid so she can continue to get treatment. And we thought this would be a good way to raise some funds and maybe bring the community in and have a little bit of fun and make some new bands and new music and maybe bring some joy into the situation that's been really hard.
Right. And you've two, I guess you've known her.
Known her for, gosh, probably 20 years. Right. Yeah, we've been friends for a long time. Grew up in the same area. Yeah, she's just a really, really remarkable woman. Hardworking, caring, giving. She's the kind of person that'll give you the shirt off her back and mm-hmm. just always there for whoever needs it. And now she's the one that needs it. So we're trying to be there for her.
Was she involved musically at all, or
she is not a musician, but her husband does play bass and her son plays guitar and writes music. Okay. Oh, I should have gotten the he's got a YouTube channel. It's Irby, IRBY, but there are two people that use Irby as their their name on YouTube, and I might have the wrong one. So check them out both. I'll try to figure out which one it is before we're done tonight. So. And that's her son. Right, he was going to sign up for the band Scramble, but he says his school schedule is a little bit overwhelming, so it's not good timing for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's but that's the beauty of something like this, like you're saying, the community. Like, you know, I went through, I told you a little just before we got going, some of my story. And my mother also was diagnosed with brain cancer, and but that was like, you know, I relied heavily on it, the community, you know, like,
yeah.
I reached out, I booked this benefit for her back in September, and I just picked a bunch of her favorite bands because, like, I was like, this party's for her, and like, we're just gonna have a little good time. And of course, everybody that I asked was like, yeah, absolutely, we're there, man, whatever you need. And like, so that felt really good. And you know, and then of course, like, I reached out to other local business, you know, had some people kick in some free beer and some free dinner for the bands and everything. Yeah. I was like, oh, at least if I can't pay you, at least I want to feed you and have, let you have a good time and, you know, stuff on it. So, so anyway, yeah, definitely it was a big community event. And, you know, whether everybody that was in, that paid a ticket to come to the show or was on the stage or, you know, just even donated and wanted to be a part of it in that way and, or spread the word. And so it was really cool to see how you know, many people were involved around St. Louis and stuff in the greater St. Louis area. And so it felt really good to be a part of that. And
this and community is really, really a tight community and
for sure
supports each other.
But yeah, that, so we're kind of putting the, call out to everybody now. We could use some help for this. And we do have the sign up happening. I guess if you're going to hear this as it drops, you're going to come up to Livery Company on Thursday, January 30th. And there's
that's right.
You can sign up that day, or you can even email directly.
That's right. Yeah. Signups will go until next Wednesday, until the 5th of February. And then the drawing will be the next day on the 6th. So, yeah.
So that's a sign up for, I mean, you can, so if you don't have to even know anybody, you can just walk up, hey, I can play guitar.
Yep.
I can play bass.
Totally. Yeah. So we have, there are five categories that we do. We have a vocal, guitar, bass, drums, and an other category. And, you can sign up in any of those. And then we ideally will have 35
participants,
seven in each category. So we'll, you know, arrange everyone into seven bands. Realistically, that has not always been exactly the case. And so, you know, there should be something between five and seven bands of something between three and five people, ultimately. But, you know, this is the point where we really are asking people to please join us and help us fill out the roster, because this is a better event if we have, you know, five drummers or seven drummers and seven bass players. And,
sure. And if everybody gets a five-piece band. And all levels are welcome. You don't have to be a rock star to sign up.
Yeah, all levels and all styles. You know, if you sign up as a guitarist, you don't strictly have to play guitar on, you know, everything you do. But so I just to maybe get on a little more with the form of it.
Yeah.
So once you are arranged into your bands on February 6th, there is a 3-week period roughly where you have to write and rehearse three original songs. And then those are what you perform at the show on the 29th.
But also I want to know, as far as the you know, forming of the bands on the 6th, is that like, are you guys involved in that? Or
it'll
is that
be
like,
a fun event. Yeah, everybody should come to the Livery Company that night and be there. And you can, you know, if you're there, you can maybe meet some of your bandmates potentially. Sure. You don't have to be there, but it is fun to be there the night that the drawings happen and you get a little bit of a head start.
Is it like a lottery system or or pull names out of a head or how's the...
you know how we've done it in the past has been, it's gone both ways. Like right. At some points we've had to it's just been literally live, like a live drawing, and some mm-hmm. points before it's been It's not prearranged, like, and then we just kind of announce it there. So
it's not like team captains pick a kickball team. And
No, we've never done it that way. Yeah, so it is a random drawing. Yeah, yeah, it's certainly by chance. There's no sort of manipulation on our point, except to try and make sure that the bands are well rounded and that you don't have, you know, a band with four vocalists and no one knows how to play an instrument.
though that would be entertaining. Like,
see what you come up with. Yeah,
we want to give everyone a chance to win.
We got four drummers. See what happens, guys.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I think it, just the idea of, chance, you never know who you're going to be paired with and like what kind of, great things that you could come up with, together. And like, it's a great networking tool, that's what I love about doing this show. And, again, just kind of meeting strangers essentially and sitting down and getting to talk and become friends with them and stuff. So like, you guys are making that happen in a band setting, bringing people together and, hey, let's see what happens. Maybe magic happens. So,
yeah.
So they write three originals. And then they go out and we're going to perform everything February 29th.
That's right.
And that's, so you said you got 3 weeks to prepare, write these songs and then perform on the 29th at South Broadway Athletic Club. And that'll be, I guess, is that a ticketed event or a donation at the door, or how are we doing?
I think we're planning to have a $10 door cover for that.
Yeah.
I should also mention it's $20 to enter the band scramble. All of that money, all the proceeds from the door and from the signups are going to go directly to Renee's family. Like, that's really what this is all about.
Yeah.
But we do have a growing and a really wonderful prize trove that we will split up into packages for the top three bands.
You got over $1,000 in.
We've got crazy stuff, yeah.
And prizes already. Yeah. So it's, there's going to be some. The top three bands will be awarded some kind of prize.
Yeah.
And some of them would be pretty cool.
And you said there's like a grand prize too.
Currently, like I said, we haven't exactly, we're still accepting donations and pledges of services and whatnot. Right. So is it okay if I just list some of the people who have dedicated? Yeah. So
our sponsors.
Our sponsors, if you will. We've got an agreement from Ben Mazak at Native Sound to record a song for our winning band. We also have an agreement from Jason McIntyre at Sawhorse Studio to record a song for one of our winning bands.
Which, if you don't know either of those guys,
they're serious dudes.
Two world-class studios right here in St. Louis doing wonderful things. And so it's be a real privilege to step in those studios and record some music. So. I've been fortunate enough myself, even just to do a podcast over at Sawhorse, and I haven't been met up with Ben yet, but hopefully I can make that happen. But
Native is beautiful. Yeah, it's really a cool place.
I've seen some really nice videos and pictures online, so I'd like to go take a look and meet Ben myself. So
great.
Yeah.
But we also have some products and gift certificates from the Royale and from Four Hands Brewery. From Roughneck Beard Company, our friends at Gooseberries, our friends at Switchgrass Spirits, which is a new distillery that's opening soon in St. Louis.
Nice.
They're just about to do their first breakout of their first product, which is a rock and rye.
It's really good.
Yeah, there's some friends of ours.
We've had some samples.
Yeah, and our friend Kelly McFarlane White, who's a registered yoga trainer, is offering some yoga classes for winning bands. So that's what we have so far. We still have some things trickling in. We have some individual people who are just donating some things because they want to help out. So we have all these great prizes. We need someone to come and be part of this competition and win them.
Right. You were kind of alluded to it early as we started, being a contestant and being a participant in this, and so stuff. Fun. And then like, so what's that, kind of go through it a little bit more of what it's like, to, you know, the excitement of signing up and then not knowing what you're going to get yourself into.
Well, I should let Deanna talk about it a little more because she is a two-time champion. I never have won the band scramble.
You've never won the band scramble? I did. I took first place 1 year Dick York Peppermint Patties was our name, I think. And Boy, I can't even remember. It was a lot of fun. There was some damage done that night, and it was a wild party. The first one I was in was just after you and I started dating. You told me about it, and I was like, "Oh, I want to try that." And that was the first band I've ever been in, Cigarella. And we did not win. Our drummer didn't show up that night. We practiced with a drummer, but we didn't perform with a drummer. But I made a lifelong friend in Lindy Wormwood.
Yeah, that one was at the Way Out Club,
That was
right?
at the Way Out. That was a lot of fun.
I think one of the guitar amps stopped working in the middle of one of the songs or something.
I'll tell you the level of musicianship you have to have. At one point in the middle of a song, I had to put a capo on. So really do not hesitate to sign up.
But that said, we do have some really great musicians already signed up. And, absolutely.
You might get to play with some people that you might not have water the opportunity level otherwise.
Raises all ships or whatever they say, right?
Now, like, do you... You come in with maybe an ideas for a song and then try to develop it with that band, or do you encourage them to start completely fresh? Like, this is something brand new that night. And
I think it's okay to come in with. I think it's great to come in with ideas. You know, yeah, I mean, that's what hopefully people are doing right now that have signed up already. Is they're pulling out some old ideas or whatever.
Yeah,
I don't want someone to come in and just teach their band a song that they released with their other band 5 years ago or whatever,
Yeah. The idea is something that's never been played out before. If it's been, you've been working on some lyrics in the back of your head, or you got a couple licks you've been fussing with.
Right.
It's totally, totally game. But if it's something you've played out, probably just hold on to that one for another time.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that's just, it's just exciting to think about too. Like I was saying, you come out and learn all sorts of different new music. Even as a fan of music, come out and see what happens at the show and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, the show is great because the show is always kind of wild.
We encourage showmanship. If you throw candy at the audience or
it's also at the South Broadway Athletic Club. So
it's always a party over there.
It's a private club. This isn't.
Where are you heading there?
I'm just saying, there aren't some of the same rules
that
apply,
maybe.
Some of the
rules might not apply, right? We're hoping to have some really nice hospitality for the bands, a green room. And
yeah, they do have a pretty cool green room there. So
we're going to stock you up with beer and whatever else we can put together.
Yeah.
Again, signups are happening now.
Right now.
We got, what's the email?
BandScrambleSTL@gmail.com, all lowercase.
And we have, so you can sign up through email. You can send in money, your $20 via.
You can send PayPal to that same email address and we'll get you registered.
Right. Or you're welcome to do it in person at Livery Company.
Only on Thursday the 30th,
right?
From 4 p.m. until midnight.
You got a nice 8-hour window. You can stop by and grab a beer.
Or if a person wants to pay in cash and sign up, then they can email Band Scramble and I'll arrange to meet with them somewhere, and get it done. Yeah.
Nice. Then we'll do the drawings on February 6th. So you got some time still to get signed up, but time's a ticking. So hopefully
we'll do that drawing at the Chippewa Chapel on February 6th. And big thanks to our friend Fred Friction, who's the host of that. He'll be the one that'll sign you up if you go by the livery on January 30th.
Well, Deanna, you said that was your... first band. Was that just for the scramble?
Was the first time I'd ever been in a band ever.
All together, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And then do you still playing out, or just sometimes with this stuff?
I'm not in a band right now. I have been in the past. I don't know. It's someday, maybe again. Right. Sure.
I know we've talked some of Justin's music, obviously, on the show, like I mentioned. But I thought it was fun. Like, I knew both of you performed, so I thought it would be fun to do something live here together today. And we did a little cover of
George and Tammy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a pawn shop in Chicago, on a sunny summer day, a couple gazes at the wedding rings there on display.
She smiles and nods her head as he says, "Honey, that's for you. It's not much, but it's the best that I can do." With one tiny little stone waiting there for someone to take it home by itself. It's just a cold metallic thing. Only love can make a golden wedding ring.
In a little wedding chapel later on that afternoon, an old upright piano plays that old familiar tune.
Tears run down her cheeks and happy thoughts run through her head as he whispers low, "With this ring I thee wed."
One tiny little stone shining ring.
Now at last it's found a home by itself. It's just a cold metallic thing. Only love can make a golden wedding.
Small two-room apartment as they fight their final round. He says you won't admit it, but I know you're leaving town.
She says one thing's for certain, I don't love you anymore. She throws down the ring as she walks out the door. Tiny little stone cast aside, like the love that's dead and gone by itself. It's just a cold metallic thing. Only love can make a golden wedding ring.
In a pawn shop in Chicago, on a sunny summer day,
couple gazes at the wedding rings there on display. Golden ring.
Is this, you guys do much of this stuff at all, or?
We sang some songs together at the 10-4 Good Buddy.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. We have Deanna sit in with the Doc Ellis Band from time to time when we have a, usually when we're doing some sort of a tribute show or something.
I love singing with them. I love singing with Justin. I love singing with the band.
I mean, like, this is just a classic duet, obviously, you know, so, but is there a reason, any particular reason we chose this song, or?
Oh, just one we could come up with on the short notice that we could both remember most of the lyrics.
Yeah, we couldn't remember any of our originals that we can sing together, really. So
we're kind of out of practice. Getting lazy.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it sounded really nice. And I'm always just a sucker for some live acoustic on the show and stuff. Something I'm really, like, as I get older and everything else, especially having an opportunity doing this show and putting together shows, and I really like to do it a lot with my singer-songwriter showcase, but just creating like once-in-a-lifetime type of moment, something maybe you've never seen before, maybe never see again type of, you know, whatever it is. So I like having live stuff on here just because like maybe that my version's different than any other version you're going to hear. Or when I do my showcase, I always like to try to get three different artists on there to collaborate and come up with a cover and, you know, play out this cover. Not all of them are always into it, but the ones that are, it's like, it's really a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think that's a really cool idea. I like that.
Yeah, so like it's just
kind of in the spirit of the band.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's what I think. So it's just like that's what's kind of fun about this whole event and then like the whole night. So like you're gonna get three songs from seven bands, right?
Hopefully, yeah.
If we get everybody signs
21
up,
21 songs that nobody's ever heard before.
So that's like you know, like I said, that's pretty wild to think about and stuff. So, but anyway, like it just said. You know, it's fun to have those songs that everybody knows and fun to sing along and stuff, but it's also fun just to come in and not know anything and learn a bunch of great players and, you know, some new stuff. So,
yeah. Well, and the fun part about the show is that, you know, people are generally pretty good about bringing a lot of their friends and family to it. And so the crowd participation and, you know, you may not be singing along with the song at the beginning of the song, but a lot of people might be singing along with it by the end. So,
and like you're saying, like kind of led in, like, you know, this whole process even opened some of the guys that you're playing with still today and with Doc Ellis. So it's like,
totally,
it's kind of wild to think about like this band, you know, everything might click and hey, all of a sudden we're gonna make a run at this thing, you know, still doing it 14 years later. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's really neat to think about too. So, you said I read something in the post that there. I get you were talking about the top bands will receive some of these prizes, but you said you something in the post about some celebrity judges involved.
Celebrity's a little tongue in cheek.
Are we still working on the panel? Yeah. We're not ready to announce who they are yet. They might be highly bribable. So. Yeah.
We don't want to sully the waters.
Well, that's what I was wondering if you were going to tell or if it was all secret. Who, you know, who the judges might be.
It's a mystery. We're very mysterious.
Yeah. Yeah. At this point, we're just gonna no comment.
Sure. I think that's like I said, it's gonna be fun. It's all for a good cause. You're gonna have a great time. Everybody has a party over at South Broadway Athletic Club. So come out and raise some money for a friend and her family in need. And I think like you know, and then like when I tried to do my benefit too, like I was kind of in the same vein, like where, you know, it's not I'm not like trying to guilt everybody into, you know, donating or whatever it is. This is a party, you know. Yeah. It's like, and that's like what I wanted to my vibe
to
be.
We're gonna have a good time,
right?
We're like, have a lot of fun.
People know why we're there. Let's just have fun. And for, you know, like, and so that's kind of the way I approached it. Like, you know, it's like, so let's just have a local party and we all have end up having raising some money doing so. So so again, get signed up, come on out to South Broadway Athletic Club on February 29th, even if you don't sign up and have fun out there that night. And but yeah, I appreciate y'all doing this. It's been a ton of fun.
Thanks, Shane. Yeah.
Thank you, Shane.
For further information, we do have the Facebook page, right? We can get plugged in there.
That's right. The event is Band Scramble 2020 on Facebook. The Facebook page is just called Band Scramble. Email bandscramblestl@gmail.com. We need drummers and bass players badly.
Yeah.
Please. Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate you guys doing this, and I'm going to try to join the festivities and come out and have a good time. So,
awesome.
Thank you, Shane.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.